This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
How's it, Jan? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. And I hope you're keeping warm and healthy.
Warm and safe and inside and with the mask. It's like a whole, it's a whole package these days. Now, Jan, talking about staying at home and staying safe, a lot of discussion is starting to happen around the idea of contact tracing and privacy. Walk us through this issue, because I think it's going to become bigger as we move through this pandemic.
Yes, this is a juicy one, and there's been a lot of concern, and since, even in South Africa, since our Ministry of Communications, who I think is serving out her second month on suspension, with Jackson Mthembu filling in for her, but I think she said to come back at the start of next month. She published regulations and went on TV basically saying that she wants South Africa's mobile network operators to give whatever geolocation data they can on people, make that available to track people for contact tracing purposes. And this immediately got privacy pundits' backs up, because this was being published in government gazettes. There was no way to opt out. Like, this was being forced on all network operators and their subscribers by extension. That whole system didn't end up materializing, but people have this concern over violations of privacy in the name of dealing with the COVID-19 crisis. And so what's happened is there's a bunch of really smart people working on this problem right now, and there are actually mechanisms to use smartphones and contact tracing smartphones and other technology to allow contact tracing, but so that it doesn't have to violate your privacy in the process. And so perhaps to speak a little bit about what's happening there, and we've seen Google and Apple building systems that allow this. Google in particular has, or both companies have basically made it so that there will be one contact tracing app per country that uses this API of theirs. We don't have one in South Africa yet. We haven't been able to get comment out of Google or out of the Department of Health on this particular issue, unfortunately. What we do have is how the system might work. And also there are some other things being developed at the University of Cape Town to kind of help with contact tracing in a world like, or in a place like South Africa, where not everybody has smartphones, right? That's the other restriction. But for in the world where most people do have smartphones, there are these two protocols. DP3T is one. The other one is a protocol called, I think, TCN. And what these protocols do is they make it in simple terms, let's say you are standing close to one, to another person, you've got your smartphone with you, and then they will send messages to one another anonymously. And all they'll store is this random message. It's literally just a bunch of gobbledygook. Like, it's not intended for human consumption at all. And so your phone will record the messages, these randomized messages that it's receiving from other devices nearby. And your phone will also be sending out randomized messages that will then be recorded by other phones nearby to you. Now, let's say you start feeling sick, you go to the hospital, you then get tested, and it says, sorry, you've been tested positive for the coronavirus. Then you would give those messages, which are stored for 14 days, right? You would give those messages to the hospital. It will upload them to a central system. And then that system will broadcast just those random messages to other people who are on the system. Or you will check it against that database, I should say. And so what this effectively does is you have a central place going, these random messages have come from people who have tested positive for the coronavirus. You then check that database and go, have I received any of those messages in the past 14 days? oh no, look, there's one that matches. Okay, then your app will alert you and say you've potentially been exposed to someone in the past 14 days who has tested positive for the coronavirus. Please self-isolate, and if you start feeling sick, go for a test. So that's effectively how a sort of privacy first or a contact tracing app that preserves people's privacy would work. And that's, those are the kinds of mechanisms that Google and Apple are looking into for that run on their platforms that governments can tap into if they want.
Yeah, that's going to be a very big issue. And of course, we've seen it already playing out in other countries where there are bigger smartphones. In Israel, this was a big deal right at the beginning with Netanyahu wanting to use this kind of thing and the same kind of privacy concerns. So that's a big deal. Very quickly, Jan, people might not even be able to use that if fiber prices increase, which looks like they might be doing.
Right. So, I mean, one of the great things about South Africa right now is we've got a tremendous amount of competition in the fixed line space for a change. It's no longer dominated by Telkom. But yes, at the start of the year, we had Vumatel and Frogfoot announcing that they wanted to implement price increases. Two other networks did as well. And make changes that would result in price increases. OpenServe was another. OpenServe, since because of its agreement with the Competition Commission, its prices have effectively come down. But Frogfoot is implementing the price increase it announced at the start of the year. That price increase was set to take effect in May, but Frogfoot's implementing the price increase. It'll take effect from the 1st of July. So it's giving ISPs a month, or at least this next week to notify their customers. I've just received my price increase, notification. I'm with Frogfoot and I've just received my price increase notification from my ISP, and the price increase is substantial. Like on my package, it's over 15%. Though, my understanding is that's not purely wholesale. So that's at least some of that money is from my ISP, who might have underpriced the product to begin with. I chose a very cheap ISP, and so I'll be having a conversation with them about why the price increase is so steep in the next few days. We're looking at, unfortunately, because of the situation with the rand dollar, because of the situation with the economy at the moment, broadband prices and especially fixed line prices are going up instead of coming down. Now, fixed line is still much cheaper than mobile data, But we should be in a situation where the prices are coming down, but the economy is just not allowing for it.
Netflix and chill is going to become a little bit more expensive, so you best make the most of it. Jan Vermeulen, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll chat to you next week.
Chat to you next week. Thank you so much.